אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. I thought we might start today with a bit of Jewish history. Ballarat Synagogue in Victoria is now 160 years old. It first opened on March 17, 1861, and it's still holding services today. And in fact, it's the oldest continuously functioning shul on mainland Australia. Of course, Hobart and Launceston shuls pipet to the post. They were built in 1845 and 1846. But Ballarat Synagogue still holds monthly shul services today, and it has continuously. And in the first Shabbat of March, the shul hosted a special Thanksgiving service to celebrate this anniversary, with visitors flocking from across Victoria. While the Jewish community of Ballarat numbered at least 1,000 in the mid-19th century during the gold rush, today there's only about 15 to 20 permanent Jewish residents there, according to the congregation's president, John Abraham. But at the Shabbat services held once a month and on Jewish festivals, the congregation there can actually number up to 50 or more, attracting worshippers from Geelong, Daylesford, Camperdown, Maryborough, Horsham, and even Melbourne. Abraham himself is one of two Jews whose families have lived in Ballarat since the 1850s.
This is amazing. I mean, the Jews arrived there with the gold rush, of course.
That's right, and some shulgoers there still travel once a month because maybe their grandparents or great-grandparents got married there. And indeed, at this special anniversary service, one gentleman had travelled from Hastings because his great-grandparents had been married at the shul in 1864,
oh, wow.
3 years after it opened, and he brought along their ketubah. And today, these days, Melbourne's Max Lasky, whose parents used to visit Ballarat when they holidayed in Hepburn, he got involved around 13 years ago and is a major factor in why the regular monthly shul services are still taking place there today. And just briefly, also on this historic note, in Bendigo is this new project where 70 Jews who were buried in unmarked graves at Bendigo's White Hill Cemetery are going to be commemorated in a special memorial service on Sunday, March 21, in a project spearheaded by Goldfields congregation Kehilat Stot Zahav and supported by the Progressive Jewish Cultural Fund. Former Supreme Court of Victoria Justice Howard Nathan, a long-time resident of Central Victoria, has been doing a lot of research for this, and he said most of those in the unmarked graves died during the gold rush when the population was terribly fluid. And one of the unmarked burials was Joseph Benjamin, born in 1786, who arrived in the Victorian colony from Launceston as one of its earliest settlers, and he died on the goldfields in 1861.
Wow, this is really extraordinary history, Jewish history in Australia. And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Chayne Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and Nitza Lowenstein. Chayne, going back to nowadays, what happened last week, and I believe that quite a few Jewish women joined the March for Change last week.
Yes, hundreds, in fact, of Jewish women across Australia participated in the march, which came after Brittany Higgins went public with rape allegations, historic accusations and claims of indecent behaviour in the Australian Labor Party all brought the issue of women's rights firmly back into the spotlight. National Council of Jewish Women of Australia National President Melinda Jones was one of them who attended, and she said this week her organisation is abhorred by recent revelations of violence against women and has actually written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison to demand change. In her letter to the Prime Minister, Jones said there had been too many examples of the Australian Parliament falling short of expectations in the community, with high-profile incidents of sexual harassment, gender-based bullying and a toxic culture working against the election participation and advancement of women. We urge you to take a stand at this historic moment, to guarantee a gender-equal future free from violence against women, the letter said. Members of NCJWA New South Wales joined the march in Sydney with co-president Maxine Bachmeier saying, I think it's really important that we all stand up and have an equal voice and make sure that we're represented. We need to be heard and not discounted and minimised, and it's a real opportunity for transformative change. We can't afford to waste it. In Melbourne, in the march, Caulfield Shul's Rabbi Ralph Genende joined NSJWA Victoria members in the march and said his attendance was an opportunity to express my dismay and opposition to the unacceptable treatment of women in our society and culture. Also among the Melbourne marchers was Dussie Ehrlich, who attended with her sister Nicole Meyer, and fellow activist Dussie Hirschberg. We don't want to see our daughters have to fight for the same basic human rights their grandparents' generation did, they said. And meanwhile, social entrepreneur and Oz Harvest founder Ronnie Kahn was among the Jewish marchers in Canberra. Today, I stood alongside tens of thousands of women demanding justice and parity for women across the country, she said. Our voices cannot be ignored.
And you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Dziatnik from the AJN. Shane, there is a really good story about an Israeli soccer star, Tomer Chemed, playing in Australia.
That's right. He's 33 years old. He's in the Israeli national team for many years. And Tomer Chemed is this season the first ever Israeli to play in Australia's A-League. And he's played a few games, but last Monday night at Parramatta Stadium, in Bankwest Stadium, he plays for the Wellington Phoenix, and they played against the Western Sydney Wanderers. And JNF New South Wales organised two busloads of fans from the Jewish community to attend that game, and I was one of them. And it ended up being one of the most exciting A-League games this season. It was 4-3 to the Wanderers, but it was just wonderful timing because Tomer Chemed actually scored his first goal on Australian soil. It was a penalty kick, and it went right into the right corner of the goal. And there was a great roar by all the Jewish fans, and he actually ran up to them and wrapped himself in the Israeli flag, and it was just an amazing moment. And he almost scored again in the last minute of the game. He actually scored a goal, but and he celebrated, but unfortunately, about a minute later, there was a video review, and his left shoulder was judged to be 1 centimetre offside.
So that goal
is disallowed, but he celebrated anyway.
So his shoulder was a centimetre off. My God.
And he told us from the sideline that scoring that goal in front of those fans was actually one of the proudest moments of his career so far. So amazing stuff.
Yeah. Well, we've got a very busy week ahead of us, Shane. The Israeli election on Tuesday and Passover also next week. And we'll talk about it. And in the meantime, have a wonderful week and thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.